Good afternoon, everybody. It's Sally Kalin here. You are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy. Thank you for tuning in today, guys. So today I want to discuss the question, can my partner really change? And this is a question I get asked so much, obviously, in the coaching business that I work with women and coaching clients out of toxic relationships and into their truth. And it really is a really difficult situation when you find yourself in a toxic relationship and you keep seeing the cycle play out. Even if you aren't consciously aware of that, you on some level you can see there is a pattern in that relationship where you see that that person can be loving and supportive and emotionally available to you. Or maybe you don't even see quite that, but you see some positives. But then there's the flip side where you see them react, get aggressive, be abusive, and there's that cycle. And the question you ask yourself all the time, over and over, is, can this person really change? Is this person going to change? And I know when you see those good things in him, in a second or so, in a few days, you feel, oh, he's changing. He gets it. And then, boom, he's right back to the way he always is, which is on again, off again, hot, cold, you know, kind, aggressive, and it's just this flip-flopping around all the time of this really turbulent situation that is your life. So can a person change? So I'm going to answer that from my personal opinion on this, from having lived in a couple of very toxic relationships myself, and from my own studies in psychology and neuroscience and how our minds are wired and all kinds of things, and let you know what I really believe on this subject. And of course, this is just my opinion. But I have asked myself this question many times as well, which is what led me into really exploring it and diving in deep. So here's the thing. Anybody, of course, can change, right? Anybody can change if they really want to change. It's not as though anybody is permanently stuck in their current mindset, even though it can feel that way. And of course, people run on their patterns of their mind, their old habits, their old ways of thinking. People are constantly doing the same thing over and over, which is most people, right? But that's just habitual, that's just automatic programs coming from the you know, your internal programming. But people can change that. You can literally rewire your whole brain and create a whole new existence. So to answer that question, can a person actually change? Well, of course a person can, right? But the question here is, will my partner ever change? Can he change? So here's the thing. The first thing is that the person needs to want to change on a core level, not to hold the relationship together when he feels that you may be leaving because you've had an absolute enough. And a lot of them will pull that card. They'll say they'll go and get the help and do what they say, whatever they need to. And the moment they feel like you're back with them, they actually don't get the help. So they actually have to want to do it for themselves. There needs to be a internal knowing from themselves that they want this and they're prepared to do whatever it takes. So that's the first thing. Does this person acknowledge that he or she has a problem? Can that person apologize from their heart space and say, look, I need to get help, and they want to get help? Are they in that way of thinking? Because that is the number one thing that needs to happen first and foremost, that they want it. And it shouldn't always be they only want this when things get bad and then they say, oh, I think I need to get help. Because like I said, oftentimes that's a ploy to keep themselves in that relationship with you and to have the relationship on their terms. So that's the first thing. Is the person wanting to? The second point is if they are not even apologizing, they're not acknowledging their behaviors, then clearly there is going to be very little progress in any changes in that person. And in spite of us seeing sort of their good side, if they are continuing to mistreat you in some way and then not be able to apologize, not being able to acknowledge, then they are not going to change, right? And this is the absolute truth. So the person, like I said, they need to be able to acknowledge that there's a problem with themselves and they want to change it, right? Then once that person has, say, made that decision, there needs to be a consistent effort in literally creating a new self. Now, that might sound kind of really out there and big, but for me, with all my study of psychology, neuroscience, in the way the mind works, the way the mind operates, you can't change things outside of yourself, right? For too long. You can't just make the environment a certain way in order for you to behave in a certain way. For you to be able to heal, say, for example, your anger, your aggression, your frustration, you actually need to go inside into the operating system of your own mind, as Joe Dispenza talks about all the time. I'm a great, I love Joe Dispenza because he explains everything so well on this subject. So you do need to be able to go inside your own mind and literally decide to create a new program, so to speak, a new story. And that is a commitment to yourself. That is a commitment that you make with yourself to work on yourself every single day to be the best version of yourself. And when we begin that type of journey, you are going to be met with resistance because the mind's job is to keep us safe. The mind loves familiarity. The mind just loves what it loves. And once you begin to take action to create new behaviors, new reactions, there is often resistance. So going down that road of change means you're going to be met with resistance. But of course, the outcome for taking that step is massive and so powerful and incredibly healing. And you can turn around your whole life. So that is what I believe it takes to make the changes. And I personally feel, and this is the point of the podcast really, what do I believe? I believe that most people don't change. Most people will not change. They are so addicted to the old ways of being, the old ways of responding, the old ways of acting, that they to do something different is it feels too big or too unfamiliar. And they may start off with good intentions, but they sooner or later flip back to the old programming, to the old type of relationship. And those patterns keep playing out, right? And I don't say that to be negative at all. I say that as like honest as I see it, because like I say, to create change, you need to actually be consciously, intentionally choosing change for yourself. And like I say, most people, they're not willing to make the changes that they need to make to have the different outcomes. You see, when we make a decision to change, and many of us do, many of us think to ourselves, I need to sort this out. I'm going to, you know, do this, do that. And you have it in that forefront of your mind, in the thinking part of your brain. And that's as far as it goes. And what needs to happen, it needs to get right down into your being and to start feeling the way you want to be as a person
in your life to experience those changes. So your partner or the person that's being abusive, you know, because he's in that cycle, because like I say before, most abusers are not abusive 24/7. They can be really great at times. But when they have to get to that place where they acknowledge there's abuse, and then they have to be consistently and intentionally choosing to show up as a new version of themselves every single day. And that requires them creating new behaviors, new responses, new reactions. And this is how you start to create new neural pathways in the mind. That's how you start to create the new habits and the new ways of being. And that is the only way people can change. And because it feels such a task, most people don't do it, or they play it down, or they don't really think anything's too wrong. And you know, if you think about it, most people only change when the going gets really hard in their life, right? And they're forced to change into some way, forced to look at themselves. And in situations like toxic relationships, what I find is that the relationships tend to end because the person that's being abused has had enough and will walk away from that relationship. And that person, the abusive person, tends to just opt right back into another relationship and play out that same pattern. And that is just my personal opinion. So I don't want this to sound like a negative podcast, guys. You know, I'm all about like empowering people and people living their truth and their best self. I'm just delivering some facts that I have personally experienced in my, you know, 15 years of coaching and my own personal experiences. It's no good if people just saying they want to change. It's no good people thinking they want, thinking they're going to do it, but not actually doing it. You have to actually take action. You actually have to own your story. And so if you're in a relationship and you're waiting for your partner to change, I'm here to say, it ain't going to happen. And you have to let that go. I'm not saying just walk away right now or anything like that. Of course not. I'm just saying, if you are here just secretly hoping they're going to get it, secretly hoping that this time he understood, he's got it this time, he is going to get it right, then you could be in for a lot more heartache. If they have massive regret, if they are showing signs of getting help by themselves, not because you forced it upon them and said you need to go to counseling or we're breaking up forever, but they have instead chosen to go and get the help. They're acknowledging they want to be a better person. They're acknowledging that they have anger issues. That is hopeful, right? Because that the willingness to do that is a big deal. And then taking those steps every day to create, like I say, the new you, the new future self, is empowering. And you can create that. You can change who you are. It's, again, I'm referring to Joe Dispenza, but he says, you know, in his books, you literally have to create a new mind to create a new outcome. You can't create a new reality with the same personality. You have to literally create a new personality to create your ideal reality, right? And this is what it's all about. It's about diving in to the mind stuff and being able to change that. And I know many people, they go very shallow into their mindset. They don't dive very deep. They just sort of make a few adjustments and, oh, I'll get some help and I'll do a bit of this and a bit of that. But they never dive deep into the real causes and rewire that stuff. And, you know, within a few months, they're back to their old ways again because they just revert back to the old program. So, like I say, it's all about rewiring the old programs, overriding the old programs, creating a new self, in order to have the life and the love that you truly want. And, you know, I wish it was more positive this to say, yes, most people can change and do change. But it sadly isn't like that. And I guess that's the message today is, take a look at your relationship and some questions to ask yourself is, how long has this been going on in my relationship? Has my partner been making substantial changes? Is he acknowledging there is a problem? Is he taking himself off to counseling? Is he owning his story? And assess it from there. And if you are answering no to most of those questions, then there is your answer. And the question then you need to ask yourself is, what is my future self going to be like if I stay in this dysfunction? What am I going to feel like if I do nothing? What impact is this behavior in this relationship causing to my heart, my soul, my children, right? Because if you have children and you're living in a toxic relationship, they absorb this energy. They take it all in, right? So there's a conversation that you need to have with yourself. So I hope that shed a little bit more insight, guys, on maybe a question you've had for yourself. Can this person change? Is he going to change? Of course, that's my humble opinion. It's been it's shown that way from all my years of coaching and my studies, because I truly know for anyone to change, they need to literally create a new way of being, thinking, feeling, and doing. Just like a person that has, you know, is an alcoholic, they have to literally create a new way of interpreting and being in their world. They can't continue behaving in the same way. They have to become a new self, a new version of themselves, the best version of themselves. It's the same with anything like this. So someone just saying they're going to get help, someone just saying they're going to fix things up isn't the answer. They have to do the work, right? So I hope that's been helpful, guys. I am going to love you and leave you for now. I will be back with a new podcast in the coming days. Reach out to me. You can go to my website, sallykalin.com, and reach me there, or my Instagram, sallykalin. Even though there's lots of issues on that Instagram account at the moment, I think there's a worldwide issue going on. But reach out and let me help you on your journey. I am here to assist. You are not alone. And just message me and let's have a conversation. Have a great day, guys, and I will be back soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.